Nan Lesnick joining us right now on Power Talk Radio. Nan, thanks for joining us today.
And thank you, Mark.
So our topic today is four ways to defang the new salt limitation. We're not talking about your diet or hypertension or anything like that, but state and local taxes. That's a government acronym. And for what, over a century, they've been fully deductible on your federal income tax. But in the 2018 tax bill that passed earlier this year, that federal deduction is now limited to $10,000. And that can be a particular problem for people in high tax states like California. But you have some ideas on how people can maybe mitigate the impact of those taxes.
That's right. They, kind of the joke going around about salt in California is it's rubbing salt in our wounds.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that is true. But so what we have to do is we have to look at ways to minimize the impact of that, because it's not likely that it's going to change. So there are a couple of strategies. And this article that I sent you was written by a colleague of mine, and Deborah Taylor is her name, and she is a very knowledgeable, she's a financial advisor, she's a CPA, and she's an attorney. She looks at this with lots of different glasses, shall we say. Now, I want to make it really clear, I'm not an accountant or an attorney, but there's some guidance here that can help people in looking at their situation, because oftentimes people go to, especially their accountant, after the fact. And there are some things that people can be looking at this year, and either consulting with their financial advisor, person like me, or accountant about some options. So let's talk about quickly what some of those are. One of them that I'm going to talk very briefly about is what's called bunching. And what bunching is it is taking your deductions on staggered years in order to maximize those. That's all I want to say about that, because it's way too complicated to talk about without being able to look at it. But it is something that is a strategy that might be considered. The one that I really want to talk about, and there's actually two, qualified charitable distributions, or QCDs. Now, where this is applicable is for a client who is over the age of 70 and a half, who is subject to required minimum distributions, or RMDs. And let's just say, have the example, let's say I'm that client, okay, I'm that person, I am in a high income bracket, and I am accustomed to giving $20,000 a year to charity. Now, because of taxing situations, if I receive that income, that $20,000 that I got from my IRAs, the distributions, and I then gave it to charity, I'm in trouble by my income being too high and not being able to get the deduction that I'm looking to get. So a strategy that's available, and there's no trickiness to this at all, I can ask my IRA provider, my custodian, to make the contribution directly to the charity that I've designated. It satisfies my RMD, the charity gets the same amount of money, and I don't have any issue with realizing the income.
Great. Nan, let's talk more about that on Saturday's program. We've run out of time today. Nan Lesnick has been our guest. You can reach her at her office in Monterey, 831-656-0236, online, lesnickcompany.com, nan@lesnickcompany.com.